local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Yeah, we welcome you into the Tuesday edition of the program. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, News Radio 92.3. We are informative, we are local, and we are dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. Text line is always open, 850-437-1620. Traffic line, 850-2626-111. Austin, good to see you today, sir.
Right back at you. How are you?
Very good. December 5th here. Got a couple of Hallmark movies in last night.
Oh, yeah?
I've got Polar Express on the TV in the newsroom right now. I've got Elf coming up here at 6 o'clock, so I'm feeling pretty Christmassy right now. My little daughter still dealing with a little bit of a fever. She was up until midnight last night. Not because she was necessarily sick, but she had she got her medicine.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if there's something in the little infant Tylenol that just acts as sort of a boost of caffeine or something, but she just wanted to be alive and awake and alert and everything. So she was just awake until midnight last night. Went to sleep on Daddy. We put her down in her crib. An hour later, she was up.
Oh, jeez.
My wife took the early night shift until about 4:30. Then I took over, managed to get a couple of hours, I think, on the recliner, maybe an hour, hour and a half or so. I put on, what did I put on? Oh, it was Home Alone, the first one, and on very low volume. And so I, quote unquote, watched that while I was dozing in and out here as she was sleeping on me. So that's how my night went. A little bit on fumes here, but we'll get through the next 3 hours and probably go home and stay awake with her again tomorrow night or tonight. So that's how that's going to work out. 4:11 here, kicking things off here on a very busy Tuesday, as we always do with our top three stories before we get our first check of the roads and weather this afternoon. Couple in Israel, number one, forces are conducting their ground assault in southern Gaza as Hamas leaders are thought to be hiding there. UN warns that an even more hellish scenario is about to unfold as the campaign in the region continues. The U.S. is still in talks with other allies about creating a naval task force to escort commercial ships in the Red Sea after attacks by Iranian-based rebels in Yemen. Israel also is reportedly considering flooding Hamas's network of tunnels beneath the Gaza Strip. The move could make them unusable for the Palestinian militant group, but it could also harm the water supply there. Reports are that Israel has already built a system of large pumps to send seawater in from the Mediterranean and could have all of the tunnels flooded within weeks. So that's new. Also, back here in the States, Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville back in the headlines today as he has decided to lift his hold on some military promotions despite there being no change in the Pentagon's abortion policy.
They didn't get what they wanted, we didn't get what we wanted, and you know, it's just when you change the rules, it's hard to win.
Well, so Tuberville told reporters that he'll only block military promotions for four-star generals and officers. So that's where that is at. Those are our top three stories today. Busy day here in local headlines. We start with, in Santa Rosa County, Gulf Breeze specifically, a death investigation continuing after the wife of a Gulf Breeze plastic surgeon died after he was performing surgeries on her. 33-year-old Hillary Brown was taken off of life support last week after she went into cardiac arrest on November 21st. At the time, her husband, 40-year-old Dr. Ben Brown, was performing several operations on her after hours. A sheriff's office spokesperson says that the state medical examiner is performing an autopsy to confirm the exact cause of death, and that will likely take several months. Also, a state attorney's office today saying a 22-year-old Pensacola man will go to prison for the next 40 years for a 2021 fatal shooting. That's Gerald Battle Jr., sentenced for the death of Leonard Troutman after pleading no contest to second-degree murder. It was a little over 2 years ago on October 27th when Troutman was shot multiple times when he was seated in the driver's seat of his car. Investigators found 16 shell casings at the scene. Earlier this afternoon, or actually late this morning, Mayor D.C. Reeves holding his weekly news conference with reporters, and a few updates here. Number one, the city council, when they meet later on this month, it'll be on the 14th, that they are expected to take the first step towards implementing the city's multi-year comprehensive pay reform. So this is an effort that started after city leaders and the mayor received feedback from employees, and they was then backed up by a pay study that was done. It was something that Mayor Reeves said would happen during his State of the City address, and here was him talking about it today.
It's about a 6.8% raise across all 800 employees, but understand that there will not be a pay adjustment for all 800 employees. It'll be for the folks that, after those job descriptions have been set and those salary ranges have been set, have been assessed professionally, that those are positions that need to be more competitive in pay.
And Mayor Reeves says the council will vote on establishing new pay ranges for city employees, which is the first step that needs to happen before line-by-line adjustments can be made. 4:15 right now, more local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, sir. This first traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we were seeing some traffic reports being being submitted.
That's go.
Yeah, sorry. Forgive me for that. On South Blue Angel Parkway, between Grand Bahama Drive and Sorrento Road, so expect some congestion if you are in that area there. It's near the Target there at South Blue Angel and Sorrento. Going a little bit more north, though, in the main part of Pensacola here, if you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis Highway, expect some issues there, as we often see this time of day. Also, on Airport Boulevard, traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Davis, that is building up as well. And speaking of usual hitters, Pine Forest Road between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road is looking severely backed up in the moment. Moving over to Santa Rosa County, if you're coming off of Avalon Boulevard trying to travel eastbound on Caroline Street, we've got some congestion building up there. And if you're traveling westbound on Caroline trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, there's some pretty serious traffic there as well.
All right, thank you very much. Meteorologist Joe Neubauer in the chair today.
Looking ahead to Wednesday and Thursday, believe it or not, we're getting even colder as we head through the middle of the work week. A second shot of cool air moves in, and we'll see low temperatures drop into the 40s and 30s for Wednesday and Thursday morning. And high temperatures on both days ahead will only be in the mid to upper 50s. That's with sunshine, too. The humidity returns on Friday, and we'll have thunderstorm chances late Saturday into Sunday morning. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Yeah, sunny and crisp over the next couple of days here. 58 is going to be the high tomorrow, 59 on Thursday with plenty of sunshine. So that's a look at what's coming up down the pike here. Looking at some more local headlines today, Mayor Reeves also touching on the Baptist property agreement. Of course, the state legislative session is starting a little over a month from now, and the city of Pensacola and Baptist Hospital is trying to hash out the agreement for the old Baptist Hospital property. Of course, the city wants to demolish the hospital, make way for several hundred, affordable housing units. Reeves talking about where things stand right now.
I think Baptist understands this, is that there's some environmental questions. Property's been there a long time. That may end up being no issue, but we don't have enough time as the city to properly vet all those. So we've asked them to indemnify us from some of the potential environmental issues that we may or may not know about.
So Reeve says in addition to protecting taxpayers from surprise costs, they're also working to secure all funding needed for demolition in 1 year, saying that there's too much risk to the city if it goes beyond that. Also, the first red bulb placed on the Escambia County fire wreath as part of the Keep the Wreath Green campaign. That was after a fire on Takewood Drive last night. A cat killed in the fire. There were no other injuries. The firefighters were able to limit the fire to one bedroom in the home. Also in Gulf Breeze, an outdated policy on administrative spending was updated by their city council this week. So this was a policy that was set back in 1961, where there was a limit of $5,000 that could be spent without prior approval. The city council updated that amount to $30,000.
It still requires, of course, that we receive three competitive quotes.
Got it.
What it does is it means that we're not soliciting for those advertised bids that take 60 to 90 days. So we would still have to receive those competitive quotes. Okay.
Yeah, so that city manager, Sam Abel, says that the small spending limit means that nearly every purchase had to go through a 60 to 90-day process. So now the increased spending limit will speed up the governmental process of the city. That's a look at what's happening around these parts. 420 right now. We'll take a break. State and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Marcus Point Baptist Church invites you to a Christmas celebration for the whole family. The spirit of Christmas has been a Pensacola tradition over the past 30 years. This year, our special guest will be Joe Kennedy, the praying coach. While we're celebrating, your kids will have a blast with our kids' ministry, plus a free meal for the whole family. It's all happening December 10th at 10 a.m. at any of our three campuses in Pensacola, Beulah, and North Pace. For more information, visit PensacolaChurch.org.
A gift certificate from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa makes the perfect last-minute gift for all your hard-to-buy-for loved ones on your list. After all of the preparation and work getting ready for the holidays, they need to relax. And Stillwater's makes it easy for you. You can get a gift certificate in minutes by going to swmedspa.com on your smartphone and then have it emailed or printed out at home. Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa, voted best spa on the coast and best of the bay 18 years in a row. swmedspa.com.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us tomorrow, 10 o'clock, on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, 424 here. We will get just a little bit early on this traffic and weather report. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Coastal Machinery. Coastal Machinery Company, with over 40 years in the business, locations in Pensacola and Crestview. So we've got some backups developing on actually a couple of spots on Mobile Highway at the intersection with Softly Field Road. That's we've got from all directions some congestion developing there. And a little bit further north, if you are traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, expect some hiccups there as well. As for Pine Forest Road, that's really one of the worst looking ones right now, especially if you're traveling northbound, but southbound as well. Between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, that is looking severely backed up at the moment. Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, is getting worse, at least when compared to our last traffic break. And North Davis Highway, traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, it is getting significantly backed up there. And if you're traveling southbound on North Davis towards Olive Road, where University Parkway merges on, expect some issues there as well. Lastly, in Santa Rosa County, traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton, we're still seeing some backups there.
Chilly weather over the next couple of days with lots of sunshine. That's the forecast for Wednesday and Thursday. We'll have low temperatures in the mornings, 40s and 30s, not quite cold enough for a freeze, but yes, a heavier jacket for the next couple of days. And high temperatures on Wednesday and Thursday will only get into the mid to upper 50s. How about that? A little bit warmer on Friday into the 60s and 70s return by the weekend with thunderstorm chances. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Yeah, well, I'm Joe Ford, and I approve that message right there. 63 right now, 42 overnight tonight. Looking at some state headlines today, Dollar General is being sued over the racially motivated shooting that left three shoppers dead in Jacksonville. Civil rights attorney Ben Crum filed the suit on behalf of the families of three black victims of the August shooting. The suit claims that Dollar General was negligent in providing security at the store. In addition to the store, a security company and the parents of the shooter are named as defendants in the suit.
And Governor Ron DeSantis is unveiling his proposed budget for the 24-25 fiscal year.
The pet food has a tax holiday for this fiscal year. We made permanent this year all the tax relief on baby items. So none of the items that people need, none of that is taxed in Florida anymore.
Calling it his Focus on Florida's Future budget, the spending plan totals $114.4 billion, which is more than $4.5 billion lower than the current budget. The proposal includes a record of just under $28 billion for K-12 public education and $1.25 billion for teacher salary increases.
Yeah, one part of the budget that does not focus on Florida's future, but more like FSU's present, is that DeSantis also thinks something could be done about the omission from the college football playoff. So DeSantis says that he is including $1 million in the budget to cover any legal expenses that may come as a result of that decision.
$1 million that hopefully will not be used. Yeah. An amended civil complaint filed by Gabby Petito's parents claimed a fiancé, Brian Laundrie, told his parents that Gabby was gone a few weeks before she was discovered dead. CNN reports that the amended complaint was filed November 30th by Joseph Petito and Nicole Schmidt and states that Laundrie called his parents on August 29th, 2021 and told them Gabby was gone and he needed a lawyer.
Yeah, new lottery games you can play this holiday season. There are four of them. The Florida Lottery announced the new scratch-off games. They are $2 million 100 times cash word, Emerald Mine 9 times, Bingo Night, and 2024. Price ranges from $2 to $10. Winnings total over $368 million. National headlines, the RNC confirming who will take part in the debate tomorrow night. Governor DeSantis will be joined by Nikki Haley, Chris Christie, and Vivek Ramaswamy in Tuscaloosa. Donald Trump is going to be doing a Fox News town hall, and that's going to be tonight. And then the fundraiser in Florida during the debate tomorrow night.
And there's a temporary victory in federal court for Texas in its fight over miles of razor wire that has been strung along the border with Mexico. Justice Department lawyers argue that federal agents have cut it in order to provide medical help to migrants in distress. A federal appeals court has ruled in Texas's favor, saying that the razor wire must remain in place while the lawsuit plays out.
Well, if you saw a video of this, I was scrolling through X and stumbled upon this. Several police officers in Virginia recovering after a home they were serving a search warrant at exploded and caught fire. Authorities responded to reports of shots fired yesterday evening at a residence in Arlington and learned that a suspect had discharged a flare gun around 30 to 40 times from his house into the neighborhood. As they were executing the search warrant, the suspect fired rounds inside the home, which caused the house to explode.
And the head of the FBI is urging lawmakers to renew a controversial surveillance tool. FBI Director Christopher Wray, warned that the renewal of Section 702 of FISA, FISA, is necessary to counter threats from foreign adversaries, including China and Iran. The surveillance powers are set to expire at the end of this month, but lawmakers are on both sides of the aisle have criticized a measure as government overreach, arguing that the power enables warrantless surveillance of Americans.
Yeah, and today on Capitol Hill, presidents of three top colleges are defending their response to the surge of anti-Semitism on campuses.
A Harvard student calling for the mass murder of African Americans is not protected free speech at Harvard, correct?
Our commitment to free speech.
It's a yes or no question. Is that corrected?
That was interaction with Harvard President Claudine Gay, who was asked about a perceived double standard of when colleges choose to punish students. 4:30 right now, that's a look at our national headline sports news coming up after the Fox News break.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Hundreds of service members are expected to soon get military promotions. Republican senator is mostly ending his efforts to block them in protests.
After months of battling the Department of Defense military abortion policy that reimburses expenses for service members who must travel for abortion services, Senator Tommy Tuberville is lifting his holds on well over 400 military nominations that he refused to allow to proceed.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz on Capitol Hill, that ever drew bipartisan backlash. Israel says its troops have entered Gaza's second largest city. Fox's Greg Palcott.
A place called Khan Yunis. That is where it is believed the leadership of Hamas is hiding out. Israeli military saying Gaza is seeing the most intense airstrikes of the entire war.
Much of the fighting has shifted to southern Gaza. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks didn't make any huge moves in either direction today, finishing the Tuesday session mixed. The S&P 500 slipped 2 points and the Dow Industrials eased 80, but the NASDAQ Composite managed a 44-point gain. Mixed quarterly results this morning out of Land's End. The apparel maker reported a smaller-than-expected fiscal third-quarter loss, but revenue came up short. It did provide an optimistic outlook for the holiday quarter, and that sent Land's End's shares rallying 9.5% today. New securities filings show that federal antitrust enforcers are investigating ExxonMobil's planned deal to acquire Pioneer Natural Resources for $60 billion. A filing shows Pioneer disclosed that the Federal Trade Commission had requested additional information about the merger. Pioneer said in the filing that the two companies continue to work constructively with the FTC in its review and that they believe the merger will be completed in the first half of 2024. That's Your Money Now.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
A holiday message from Jackson Hewitt.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money the same day.
Starting December 11th, walk into a Jackson Hewitt for an early loan on your tax refund, and you could walk out with up to $1,000.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money. Missing out would be cray.
Appointments go fast. Book yours now at JacksonHewitt.com. Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application required. Finance charge applies. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
Friday morning at 10:30. Join Santa Rosa Animal Services on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every life is precious and that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back, adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. That's Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
This is Zach Gelb with the
CBS Sports Minute. I hate that the college football playoff is expanding to 12 teams next year. This year has been the anomaly when 4 teams wasn't enough. If expansion is needed, 6 teams would be a great number. With 6 teams, the playoff this year would have Michigan and Washington receiving byes, and Alabama would play Florida State, and Texas would face Georgia in the first round. 6 teams gives the committee some insurance, and would still make the regular season matter. I'm Pat Gary.
Can't sleep with this cold.
Honey.
Honey?
Honey, you need NyQuil Severe Honey.
NyQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a dreamy honey taste.
Feeling better, honey? Honey? I'll take that as a yes.
Try NyQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu symptom relief. NyQuil Severe with honey flavor. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever. Honeylicious, best sleep with a cold. Medicine.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, don't tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay. Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is Joe Ford with Pensacola Right Now. I can happily wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I can't wait to spend the next month listening to Christmas music and giving my 9-month-old little girl her first screenings of The Santa Claus, Home Alone, A Charlie Brown Christmas, and of course, It's a Wonderful Life. Merry Christmas from my family and from all of us at News Radio 92.3.
Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everyone is celebrating like the hands of a clock never stop telling time.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We're going to get another check at the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Torgerson Causey. If you need help with planning your business benefits, let Torgerson Causey help lead the way. Go to tcbenefitsgroup.com for more information. Looking here at the traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we do have an accident being reported on Mobile Highway. If you are heading northbound towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, expect some backups in that area. We were already seeing some congestion. It has since worsened as a result. Pine Forest Road between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, if you're traveling either north or southbound, we are still dealing with a lot of issues there. And the other really bad one in Pensacola at the moment is traveling northbound on North Davis Highway, heading to and going beyond Creighton Road, perhaps trying to get onto I-10 there. Expect some issues in that area as well. Lastly, in Santa Rosa County, we're still seeing some backups if you're trying to travel on Caroline Street, westbound coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at the weather forecast right now, it's currently 63 degrees, partly cloudy tonight, 42 for the low. More sunshine on Wednesday, Thursday, more clouds coming into the forecast on Friday. Wednesday and Thursday highs, though, are going to be in the 50s, right around 58, 59 degrees with overnight lows in the 30s tomorrow and maybe around 49 or 50 on Thursday night, warming up to a high of 67 on Friday with mostly cloudy skies, and then rain returning into the forecast picture Friday night into Saturday and early Sunday. 4:39 right now, News Radio 92.3. Before we get into what's happening around the sports world. We do have a, I believe, 4-pack of tickets to give away right now.
Mm-hmm.
Austin, this is for the Pensacola Children's Chorus.
Yes.
What is it? The Christmas...
Pensacola Little
Christmas
Theaters.
On the Coast.
Christmas on the Coast, yeah.
All right. First texter at 850-437-1620 to say, let's go with Christmas Coast.
Christmas Coast. All right. First,
850-437-1620. We'll get a 4-pack of tickets to the Pensacola Children's Chorus Christmas on the Coast performance. And when is that again?
That is from December 8th to December 10th. And
all right,
if
so
you
this
are,
weekend.
Yeah, and if you are not available to win this hour, we are going to be giving away another 4-pack in
That's
the next
right.
hour at around the same time, just an hour from now.
So. Yep. All right. Very good. We'll get a winner on that here in just a minute. Taking a look at what's happening around the world of sports. So the Jaguars had a Jaguars had a golden opportunity to move into the one seed last night and couldn't get it done against the burrowless Bengals. So yeah, the Jaguars lost, and you know, they lost Trevor Lawrence too. By the way, has anybody gotten have they gotten him a cart yet? He had an ankle injury. He has a high ankle sprain. And I turned on the game just as soon as Lawrence was walking into the tunnel, and I thought he had gotten knocked out. Just the way that he was moving and just to kind of look on his face, I thought that he had gotten knocked out. He had a concussion. And then I went back and I saw on X the replay of the injury, and looked like his leg kind of got snapped in half there. And I think a lot of us were wondering, where in the heck is the Jaguars Stadium cart at? And why is your $230 million quarterback not using it? Good news, though, from the Jaguars today is that it is a high ankle sprain, not a season-ending injury. Not ruling him out from playing this Sunday either. I would be pretty surprised if he did. But, maybe out for a week, maybe two, but Jaguars should be able to stay in playoff contention here. Yeah, that's the latest there from Jacksonville. How surprised were you, Austin, to see the Jake Browning-led Bengals pick up a win here? Was it 10-point spread, right?
Yeah, I believe the Jags were favored by around 10 because I thought they were going to cover that. I thought they were going to have it by like 16 or so. And, yeah, they lost in OT. That's crazy. The Jags are just—they're so inconsistent, and they just need to play in London weekly. They'll go unbeaten if they do.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That may be the long-term vision of the owner too. Doubleheader on TNT and NBA. You got the knockout games in the in-season tournament. The Knicks and the Bucks at 6:30. The Suns and Lakers at 9:00. And baseball, of course, the free agent, the big fish in the free agent pond is still out there. Shohei Ohtani, we could know this week where he plays next. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts confirming that they did meet with him for 2 hours, I believe over the weekend. And it's believed that the Dodgers, Angels, Cubs, Giants, and Blue Jays are the teams that are in the running for his services. So we'll have to wait and see where that leads. 442 Health, Business, and Science Notes today. Austin, I don't know if you're a big Bitcoin guy or not, but a rally may be underway. Some speculators are predicting Bitcoin could reach $100,000 in 2024. Bitcoin has rallied more than 120% this year and is currently trading above $41,000. The crypto industry has been hit with a litany of issues, from the collapse of coins and projects to bankruptcies and criminal trials. But many believers say that now that those issues are out of the way, investors are focused on what the industry sees as positive developments.
And studies show that owning a cat could double your chances of schizophrenia. I don't know the connection there. Australian researchers looked at the results of 17 studies in 11 countries over 44 years and found people who were around cats before age 25 had twice as much chance of developing a mental disorder. The scientists think it's because of a parasite found in cats, which can enter the body and affect the brain.
Well, there's your why. I will take it a step further. I have not done any sort of scientific research to confirm this fact, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Okay.
Owning a cat can double your chances at a lot of things, and none of them are good.
That is true.
Panera facing a lawsuit from a family in Florida following another death that appears to be tied to their supercharged lemonade drinks. The lawsuit was filed 2 months after 46-year-old Dennis Brown died of cardiac arrest. It's the second time this year that Panera's drink has been accused of leading to a death. Each drink has almost 400 milligrams of caffeine, which I guess is the recommended daily amount. So you're getting in one shot of lemonade there.
And CVS is changing the way it prices prescription drugs. The new approach, dubbed CVS Cost Vantage, will use a new formula that includes the cost of a drug, a fee, and a set markup to determine a drug's price and the reimbursement with pharmacy benefit managers. The company says that the new model, which will launch in 2025, will bring more transparency to its drug pricing system.
Just shy of 4:45 here. Let Austin take care of the. I think we do have a winner here. We'll get their information and share it here shortly. Taking a look on the roads, a little slow moving there over in the area around 9 Mile at Navy Federal's campus, eastbound 9 Mile. A little slow moving as you're approaching I-10. Typical slowdowns both north and southbound on Pine Forest, north of I-10 as you're approaching 9 Mile in both directions there. Also, there is an accident. Where did I see that? Down on the southwest side, northbound South Blue Angel Parkway, north of Sorrento Road. There is some slowdowns there due to an earlier accident that's right by the Preserve at Perdido Apartments. Elsewhere in Santa Rosa County, westbound 90 getting into downtown Milton, slow moving. And Windhaven Beach, Hurlburt Field area, westbound 98, slow moving, getting off base. If you see anything else, you can let us know, 850-262-6111, the traffic line, and the text line, 850-437-1620.
Chilly weather over the next couple of days with lots of sunshine. That's the forecast for Wednesday and Thursday. We'll have low temperatures in the mornings, 40s and 30s, not quite cold enough for a freeze, but yes, a heavier jacket for the next couple of days. And high temperatures on Wednesday and Thursday will only get into the mid to upper 50s. How about that? A little bit warmer on Friday into the 60s and 70s return by the weekend with thunderstorm chances. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
446, 63 degrees, 42 the overnight low tonight, sunny, and a high of 58 on Wednesday. Congrats to Logan, winner of the first pack of tickets, Pensacola Children's Chorus, the Christmas on the Coast. That is happening this weekend. We'll get another four pack of tickets to give away in hour number two during the 5 o'clock hour, so be listening for a chance to win there. Pop culture notes today. The most viewed Wikipedia articles of the year being unveiled. The Wikimedia Foundation says the page on the AI chatbot ChatGPT was the most viewed English article of 2023, racking up a total of 49.5 million views. The second most viewed page was deaths in 2023. Also, 2023 Cricket World Cup, Indian Premier League, which I think is cricket, and Oppenheimer. You'd be shocked. I don't know if you're aware of this, but the popularity of cricket. Around the world, not here in the States, obviously, but
it's one of those
cricket
sports.
Is a huge deal elsewhere in the world.
And George Santos has lost his $174,000 congressional salary, so now he's selling personalized video messages for $200 a pop.
I think I'm going to get you one of those. Anything you want.
You're wasting your money, Chief. There is nothing George Santos could say to me that's worth $200 out of anyone's pocket. After being expelled from Congress, he has joined Cameo, a website where celebrities charge a fee to make individual video messages upon request. The New York Daily News reports one of Santos's first recordings is addressed to someone named Megan, where he offers advice on how to cope with criticism.
That's pretty good, man. He would be the expert right
now. He's gotten a lot of it.
The trailer for the highly anticipated video game Grand Theft Auto 6 released following a leak. You a big GTA guy or?
I was not before GTA 5 came along.
Okay.
I was in middle school when it came out.
I don't know
out.
That I've ever played it. If I have, it's maybe once or so, but no, not my thing.
Well, what's crazy is I was in middle school when it came out, and I remember I had already played it by this point, but I had a buddy of mine who at middle school, he gave me a copy of it for like $20. We did the trade-off in the boys' bathroom. And it's like, that's what I was doing when GTA 5 came out. GTA 6 is coming out, and I'm a grown man. I'm out of college. I got a job. It's like, it sucks. It It's crazy.
I mean, you can still get GTA 6, though.
Oh, no, I can. But what I'm saying is, like, it just shows how much has changed in that time.
Yeah, because, I mean, 5 came out when?
2013,
yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So the trailer made its way onto X yesterday, so Rockstar Games posted that our trailer is leaked, so please watch the real thing on YouTube. looks like 2025 is the release date, sometime in 2025 there.
Yes. And a YouTube influencer who intentionally crashed his plane in California has been sentenced to 6 months in federal prison. 30-year-old Trevor Jacob faced up to 20 years behind bars. In December of 2021, he posted a video called "I Crashed My Plane." In that video, he parachutes out of his small plane before it crashes in the Los Padres National Forest in Santa Barbara County. What is wrong with you? Especially in a
state, viewers.
Well, that's the thing. Especially in a state that has issues with wildfires and stuff. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, you're right. Brenda Lee's holiday classic, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, making history on the Billboard Hot 100. 65 wow. years after the song's release, it hit number one, marking the longest climb to the top in the chart's history. The song racked up nearly 35 million streams, sold 3,000 downloads from November 24th through the 30th. This marks Lee's third number one song in her career and her first since 1960.
And this is something you and I have discussed on this show. I think we're in agreement on it, though. In a new poll, only 26% of people say that Die Hard is a Christmas movie, while 50% say no and 23% say that they're not sure. You and I are in that 50%, are we not?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
I mean, Bruce Willis is in the 50%, so he would be the foremost authority on that subject.
He's said himself. Wow. Straight from the horse's mouth. You got to take that.
4:50. We'll take a break. Final one this hour. Back with some wacky stories and good news to wrap up hour number one of Pensacola right now.
When hiring a repairman, you want to make sure you pick the right person for the job. When it comes to plumbing, there's just one name to remember, and that is Barbieri Plumbing. Hi, I'm Judy Barbieri Lacey, and for over 40 years, Barbieri Plumbing has been Pensacola's plumber, and we pride ourselves on being known for our expertise and integrity. One reason, we are the home of the flat rate pricing. Back in the 90s, our founder, my dad, Louis Barbieri, pioneered the flat rate pricing here in Pensacola, and it continues as a staple of our business. His ingenuity helped take the fear out of calling a repairman. The flat rate pricing simply means you know exactly what the cost is before the job starts, rather than paying by the hour. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't fear the call. Call Barbieri Plumbing, the local pioneer of flat rate pricing. Call 477-8782. That's 477-8782. And like us on Facebook.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, had a good conversation with Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons about the upcoming anniversary of that horrible terrorist attack at NAS Pensacola, as well as they had their first graduating class at the Law Enforcement Training Academy that they just set up. So 19 new officers because Escambia is now training its own officers. Talk to City Manager for Gulf Breeze, Sam Abel, about the repairs to Wayside Park. That and more, listen to all of it on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
This is Jim Grimes from Southern Media wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Jessica with Pensacola's Kia Autosport wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us at Duncan McCall Advertising, we want to wish you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Sheila Nichols from Pensacola State College wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Guy Benson talks to the big newsmakers every day from 2 to 4 before Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Just hear the sleigh bells tingling, ring, ting, tingling too.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, almost exactly 4:55 here, so we will get our last check of the roads and weather this hour. Looking around in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we are not seeing anything new, but that doesn't mean that there's not anything going on. At the intersection of Burgess Road and North Palafox Street, coming from all directions there, we've got some backups building up. Pine Forest Road has been the biggest one so far tonight. If you're traveling north or southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, expect some severe hiccups there. Also, we had an accident reported on Mobile Highway if you're traveling northbound towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway. While congestion could be worse, it is very much present. If you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Palafox Street, look out there as well. We've still got some congestion in that area. And if you're traveling northbound on North Davis Highway to and a little bit past Creighton Road, we've got some issues there as well. Lastly, in Santa Rosa County, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to get into downtown Milton coming over Blackwater River, there is still congestion in that area also.
Looking ahead to Wednesday and Thursday, believe it or not, we're getting even colder as we head through the middle of the work week. A second shot of cool air moves in, and we'll see low temperatures drop into the 40s and 30s for Wednesday and Thursday morning. And high temperatures on both days ahead will only be in the mid to upper 50s. That's with sunshine, too. The humidity returns on Friday, and we'll have thunderstorm chances late Saturday into Sunday morning. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Currently, right now, we're at 63 degrees, 42 for the low. Sunshine 58 on tap for tomorrow. Taking a look at some wacky stories here. Austin, this seems like you. Okay. I heard this story, and I was like, you know what? This seems like an Austin thing here.
This ought to be good.
There's a new dating term that's picking up steam. It's called Golden Retriever Man.
I've heard of this.
Yesterday, we... inform the listeners that you are the area's foremost authority on Riz.
No, I'm not, but okay.
And I would classify you as Golden Retriever Man here. Apparently, it's a guy who, like the dog, is sweet, gentle, affectionate, and eager to please and easy to train. Your thoughts on that?
I like to think I'm a decently nice guy. I don't know how affectionate I am. Not eager to please. If you don't like me, get out the door.
All right.
Easy to train, that's, I mean, we're getting into beyond PG territory on that one. No, this does not describe me even.
No, remotely. All right. No, well, my
but
bad.
I am a nice guy for there those who are for those who care to know.
All right. Very good.
A 21-year-old woman in Spain was choking on a piece of turkey last Wednesday and decided her best option was to shove a toothbrush down her throat.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. Okay. She jammed the dull end of it down into her esophagus to try to clear the obstruction. And the good news is it actually worked. She dislodged the turkey so she could breathe again. The bad news is she swallowed the toothbrush. She tried to hang on to the bristles, but once the turkey went down, the brush followed. Ugh. She went to the ER and they sedated her, and it took about 40 minutes to fish out the toothbrush back through her mouth so she wouldn't need surgery.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, if you need a new music playlist to listen to, maybe try the American Heart Association's list of songs that are perfect to perform CPR to. It includes Taylor Swift's You're Losing Me, Beyoncé's Virgo's Groove. It's a 10-song list, all have 100 to 120 beats per minute, which is the speed chest compressions should be performed. I don't know if anybody else out there is on the same wavelength as me, but when I saw this, the only thing that I could think of was the scene from The Office where they sing Stayin' Alive, because Stayin' mm-hmm. Alive is actually one of the 10 songs on this playlist. So I saw this and I says, okay, for no other reason, it just gives me an opportunity to play this.
Staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive, staying alive.
You can't tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man, no time to talk. Words it loud, women warm, been kicked around since I was born. Well, it's all right, it's okay. You can look the other way. Let it go, let it go.
Staying alive. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's literally the only reason I put that story in there. Does anybody know what they say? What the actual words are in the song on that end where they get to staying alive again, or it's just mumbled?
Whether,
I don't know. What
whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive.
We found
staying
the only alive. Person who knew that. All right, very good. 4:59, that'll do it for hour number one, Pensacola right now. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up now.